Passage 3. In the case of mobile phones, change is everything. Recent research indicates that the mobile phone is changing not only our culture, but our very bodies as well. First, let's talk about culture. The difference between the mobile phone and its parent, the fixed line phone, is you get whoever answers it. This has several implications. The most common one, however, and perhaps the thing that has changed our culture forever, is the meeting influence. People no longer need to make firm plans about when and where to meet. 20 years ago, a Friday night would need to be arranged in advance. Now, however, a night out can be arranged on the run. Texting changes people as well. In their paper, Insights into the Social and Psychological Effects of SMS Text Messaging, two British researchers distinguished between two types of mobile phone users, the talkers and the texters. Those who prefer voice to text message and those who prefer text to voice. They found that the mobile phone's individuality and privacy gave texters the ability to express a whole new outer personality. Texters were likely to report that their family would be surprised if they were to read their texts. Another scientist wrote of the changes that mobiles have brought to body language. There are two kinds that people use while speaking on the phone. There is the speakeasy, the head is held high, in a self-confident way, chatting away. And there is the space maker. These people focus on themselves and keep out other people.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. What does recent research indicate about the mobile phone? 33. What may people do when they plan to meet nowadays? 34. What do we learn from the passage about the text sent by texters? 35. According to the passage, who is afraid of being heard while talking on the mobile?